You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Tuesday, everybody, and congratulations, we finally made it. Tennessee has a defensive coordinator. I'm Eric Kane, at underscore Kaner on Twitter, at Locked On Balls. You can follow this podcast every weekday when you wake up. This podcast is available for you wherever you get your podcasts. Encourage you guys to follow along with this podcast. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe. That way you can download, rate, review, and share each and every day. I really appreciate you guys joining me on the show. Got a big one today. We're going to catch up with the OG of Locked On Vols. That's Josh Ward himself. That'll be coming up in segment number two to discuss the Tennessee defensive coordinator by the name of Tim Banks. Segment number one, I'm just going to give you a quick overview of Tim Banks, and later on in segment number three, the financials. Those details have been released involving the offensive side of the football for Josh Heupel and his staff. Going to go over those and discuss how it looks a lot different so far. It looks a lot different, at least on the offensive side of the football, than it did for Jeremy Pruitt's last staff. So a big Tuesday show coming up right here on Locked On Vols. It's your team every day, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Tim Banks, that's his name. And guys, we have been ins and outs, peaks and valleys. This has been a rather long, a lengthy coordinator search. And we've had names thrown around there. We've talked Josh Conklin on this podcast. We've talked Matt House as late as yesterday, which, mind you, full disclosure, we all know this. You know, things happen overnight, and in order for this podcast to be ready for you guys in the morning, you know, sometimes when I hit publish, I go to bed, and things can happen in the wee hours of the morning. Old Andy Reid was a big player in keeping Matt House on Kansas City staff, so you can thank Andy Reid for that. But, you know, Matt House is a name that's been around. Al Washington's a name that's been around. Casey Rogers, a name that's been around. Josh Conklin's a name that's been around. You know, you go back to a couple weeks ago, and you feel like some names you hadn't heard. You know, Todd Orlando has been a name that's been mentioned. Brian Brown has been mentioned as well. This search has gone through a lot of names, and there have been discussions with a lot of those names, whether kind of like the hiring for Josh Heupel was initially, would you have any interest? No thanks. Okay, move on. Or let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Okay, don't think it'll be a good fit. Let's shut the door and move on. Any way you want to spin it, I think this has been a longer search than anyone, any fan, certainly me in the media, and I believe certainly for Josh Heupel as well. It's been longer than anyone anticipated. I will point out, though, not as long as LSU's search for its defensive coordinator, not as long as South Carolina's search for its coordinator as well. So it might feel like an eternity. It wasn't as long as those other SEC schools, but nonetheless, here we are. Tim Banks is his name. Who is Tim Banks? Well, he's a name that's been thrown around a little bit. Not as much. I don't think he was ever number one option, okay? If Josh Heupel gets up there and says Tim Banks is our number one option the entire time, he wasn't. Point blank. I don't think that he will. I don't think he'd say that anyway, but he wasn't. But he's been a name that's been kind of thrown into the conversation really throughout this process, but it's never been as like the leader in the clubhouse or the guy that is top of the leaderboard or someone that Josh Heupel really, really wants right now. I'm not saying that this is a backup plan, but let's be real here. A lot of people said no, and here we are. But I think initially Tim Banks also sent Tennessee saying, well, I appreciate the offer, but right now I'm focused on Penn State. I think Tennessee came back around and upped the ante a little bit, and here we are. And that's how these searches work. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, it's a business. I know a lot of fans get a little hurt saying, oh, well, they don't want to be here. Well, you can pay anybody to come, and they'll come. That's part of being here. I wouldn't be, you know, working my job if I didn't think that the salary was what I deserved. I mean, everyone thinks they should be making more money. Don't get me wrong. But if I thought it was a waste of my time, I wouldn't be employed there, you know, by my decision. So nonetheless, here we are with Tim Banks. 49 years old. Okay, he spent the last five seasons at Penn State as a co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach. At Penn State, he's coached a lot of solid players, and his defenses, have ranked inside the top 25 in the country every year. They've been pretty solid. prior to Penn State, the co-defense coordinator and defensive backs coach at Illinois from 2012 to 2015. Prior to that, he was the co-defensive coordinator, defensive backs coach at Cincinnati. Prior to that, for three seasons, he was the defensive coordinator solely for his alma mater in Central Michigan. And prior to that, he spent time at Maryland a couple seasons coaching defensive backs, inside linebackers, at Memphis for 2 years coaching outside linebackers, defensive backs, Bowling Green a few years coaching a defensive backfield and running backs, and got his coaching career started off as a GA at Bowling Green before spending a couple seasons at Ferris State. A lot of Tennessee fans will make note that he has been on three coaching staffs with former Tennessee head coach Butch Jones. A lot of people aren't going to like him simply because of that right off the gate, but I don't think that's really something that you want to hold against him. He's coached a lot of good football players. He has a lot of Midwestern ties, obviously, just from his coaching background. He's coached at Memphis, so knows the lay of the land of Memphis, and I think recruiting, this is pretty solid. The question marks coming with Tim Banks is with any unproven Power 5 coach when you're looking, you know, looking for a head coach or looking for a coordinator. He's not consistently done it at the Power 5 level. He's not called plays by himself at the Power 5 level. A lot of times, you know, look at Tennessee, for instance. A couple years ago, Derek Ansley was the defensive coordinator, but Chris Rumpf was the co-DC. You know what I'm saying? Chris Rumpf was not, you know, Chris Rumpf, there's just a title to bump up the salary a little bit. Derek Ansley was calling the plays. Derek Ansley or Jeremy Pruitt was calling the plays. So I'm not on that beat. I'm not around the Penn State program. I don't know the exact situation with Tim Banks, at least not yet. Hopefully you're going to get some good guests on this week to kind of fill in the gaps. But he's been a co-defensive coordinator in all the stops, with the exception, with defensive coordinator in the title, with all the stops, excluding Central Michigan, is where he played football back in the early 90s, and that's where he was the defensive coordinator from 07 to 09. So the big question mark, the big risk, if you will, is this is his program. This is his defense. This is his plays to call. And he will be trying to complement the up-tempo, high-efficient offense that Josh Heupel hopes to bring from Orlando to Knoxville. I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people were disinterested in this coaching job to begin with, was because of the offense. It was going to have to be complicated or complementing, as well as the potential sanctions coming from the NCAA, as well as the just where the roster is right now. Your best player, Henry Tuolto, is in the transfer portal. None of your star linebackers are for sure coming back. You know, none of your starting linebackers, I should say, that began the 2020 season are for sure coming back. Rivers Crouch is with the team right now, but his name still remains in the transfer portal. So I think those were a few of the hangups in trying to find someone to come here and coach this defense. And I think that there are some risks that are involved with Tim Banks. But also, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just say it's not going to work out. There's been many, many coaches that have come in with not as much experience in terms of play calling, ascended to a play calling position, and done just fine. And so will Tim Banks be like that? We will have to see. We'll have to see. So Tim Banks, your new Tennessee defensive coordinator. I think his name is one that has been tossed around a little bit. I think his name was on Josh Heupel's list to begin with, but I don't think he was ever the top choice. But a lot of times, you know, it's never the top choice. Trust me, very rarely do you go out and you find your top choice and it comes in and it's successful. What's happened before, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times some of the best coaches, whether it be head coaches, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, weren't the first in line, okay? Weren't the first in line, and they turned out to be just fine. This is a quote from Josh Heupel that was put in the press release sent out by Tennessee on Monday night. Tim brings great energy, passion, and experience to Tennessee football family. His defenses are known for its aggressive style, as well as their multiple coverages and fronts. He's coached in big games and has a proven track record of success on the field and in recruiting. I know our student-athletes are going to enjoy playing for him. We are fortunate to have someone with Tim's experience and caliber leading our defense. And again, you talk about experience right there. Banks has 14 years of FBS defensive coordinator experience to some degree. Again, including co-defensive coordinator stops at Illinois, 2 years at Cincinnati, three seasons at Central Michigan where he was the defensive coordinator, and then the past couple of seasons at Penn State. So this isn't an up-and-comer by any stretch of the imagination. This is the best job that Tim Banks has ever had. It's a great opportunity, but he's 49 years old. He's been around the block. He's coached a lot of good players. He's been doing it for quite some time. So your defensive coordinator for Tennessee is Tim Banks. We will have to see exactly how he will fill out his coaching staff. Of course, he already has a defensive line coach in Ronnie Garner. Will Willie Martinez be joining him in the defensive backfield? Will he coach linebackers or will he coach the defensive backfield? These are all questions that we will try to find answers to as the week progresses. But what we do know, this long, twisting, turning, annoying road has come to an end. Tim Banks is your defensive coordinator at the University of Tennessee. So for that, a round of applause, and let's see what this staff looks like on the defense side of the football and how this defense looks in the beginning stages as spring practice nears. So in segment number two, I'm going to welcome Josh Ward back to the show. We're going to touch base, get his thoughts on the Tim Banks hire. Looking forward to that. And don't forget, to finish off the show, we're going to look at some of the financials for the Tennessee offensive coaching staff. That was released on Monday afternoon as well. As we continue the Tennessee defensive coordinator discussion, I do want to take a pause and remind you that our friends at rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. You can go right now to rockauto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of different manufacturers. Best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals or the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go online to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or your truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us tab so they know that we sent you. Again, that's Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Make sure you look for that How Did You Hear About Us tab and write in Locked On. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. That's Rock Auto. Rock Auto, again, family-owned, serving body parts, for trucks, for cars, whatever you need. They've been doing it for 20 years, and it's safe in this COVID-19 era. It will come straight to your door. Family-owned business. You trust your family? They're a family as well. They do it for the right reasons. That's rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. And before we get back into the content, I want to remind all of you guys that you can get more of the sports you need in less time with the new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today. It's a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day off with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. You can do that by subscribing to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. Big news for the University of Tennessee on Monday. Finally, that defensive coordinator hire was made, and here to chat about it, you're on the Locked On Vols podcast, the OG of Locked On Vols, Mr. Locked On Vols himself, Josh Ward. Josh, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Eric, doing well. Great to be back on with you. And since we last talked, there have been a number of developments, a lot going on with Tennessee.
Absolutely. So let's get down to it. Tim Banks, hired by Josh Heupel, hired by Tennessee to come coach the defense, call plays. Initial thoughts on the Tim Banks hire?
I'm sure that Josh Heupel is glad to have this done. I think Tim Banks has been on the list of coaches that Josh Heupel has considered over the last few weeks and probably not priority number one. We know that Tennessee went after several coaches, and I'm guessing that Tennessee kind of circled back to Tim Banks and made it worth his while in the end. He's a guy with a lot of coaching experience, not in the SEC, but he's coached in power conferences, including in the Big Ten with Penn State here the last several years. And yeah, let's see. He's the guy that he's going to get an opportunity to run the defense, to call plays. And if you're Tennessee, you're hoping that the experience that he has gained and the different coaching staffs that he's been a part of, that will have him prepared at Tennessee. And I would also say that Josh Heupel is hoping that Tim Banks can help Tennessee's recruiting, especially on the defensive side, to help Tennessee get the players it will need to ultimately compete at a championship level in the SEC.
You look at Tim Banks, you look at his resume, he played at Central Michigan. He coached at Central Michigan as well as Ferris State, Bowling Green, Memphis. And then he's been the defensive coordinator, again, at his alma mater at Cincinnati, Illinois, Penn State. And then, you know, in some capacity, of course, a lot of co-DC titles there. Is there any worry for you, at least being at Penn State the last 4 or 5 years, maybe not being the one that's been calling in the signals the entire time? Is there any worry there for Tennessee fans that, in terms of what I thought Tennessee should have went out and got, is a guy that's a veteran, that's a signal caller? From that perspective, any concern there involving Tim Banks?
I think that's probably his biggest question mark. That and the fact that he's going to be the boss, I would imagine, coming in to run that side of the ball. So the game week, it's on Tim Banks to kind of run what Tennessee's going to do defensively and let's see what his coaching staff is. He's going to have a veteran in the front there with Rodney Garner. But when they get to Saturdays and it's Tim Banks' job to run what Tennessee is doing defensively, is he ready to do that? Perhaps there will be some growing pains, and Tennessee is probably going to just experience that as a program over the next couple of years as they try to get more players in. And let's see what he thinks about the personnel, and let's see what he tries to do in recruiting to upgrade Tennessee's roster on the defensive side. But yeah, that's to me where the gamble is, that you're bringing in a guy that has not been doing this the last several years. He's been a part of a defensive staff that's had success, and they've had good players, by the way, really good players at times there at Penn State on defense. But now that Banks is in charge and it's his job on Saturday to call the defense, is he ready for that? And how does he develop in that role? It's going to be really important for him and Josh Heupel to be on the same page. My guess is that that's at least the case going in. Now let's see what Banks can get done on Saturdays.
So we always talk about the coach in itself, the play caller and all that, but also in the college realm, half the battle is recruiting. And you look at Tim Banks, got a lot of Midwest ties, obviously. Has also coached a number of years in Memphis, and we know that that's a big hotbed for Tennessee in terms of where some of the best prospects are in the state. Tim Banks, the recruiter, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's good. I would imagine that they're going to have different ties geographically with their different coaches. I guess that's already the case with Rodney Garner being on staff, and then what you kind of laid out there with Tim Banks. And I would think going to the state of Michigan is something that Tennessee will try to do in that region. And Memphis with Jerry Mack on the staff on the offensive side and now Tim Banks, you hope to go Nashville and to the western side of the state and get players. Players are in this class, in this 2022 class, that Tennessee will go after. And the roster just has to be upgraded. That's often the case when a coach comes in, but it's especially the case right now because of what Josh Heupel has inherited with players who have departed, guys that left like Brandon Kennedy and Trey Smith, who were central figures in what Tennessee did on the offensive line, but then players who decided to leave through the transfer portal. There could be more players that exit. I would imagine a very early recruiting pitch will be Tim Banks trying to get Kovaris Crouch to stay. Can he work? Any magic with Henry To'oto'o? His father's recent comments would say no, but you take a shot there. But Tennessee needs to recruit through the state, and Tennessee needs to have somebody that can go in and has won big recruiting battles before. Tim Banks is that guy. Now he's the guy in charge, and I'm sure part of his message will be, hey, I've brought guys to Penn State. We had success there. Now I'm in charge of Tennessee, and this is what we're going to do. And then you hope that recruits buy in.
The guy that started it all, Mr. Locked On Balls himself, Josh Ward. Man, I've missed you here on this podcast the last couple weeks. Don't get me wrong. It's been a blast. I love hosting this thing. But as our listeners are right now, I spent the last couple years, starting my day with Locked On Balls too. So it's good to hear your voice on this podcast again. Continuing on, this may sound like just a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How important is it that this hire is finally done? I've talked about it on the podcast the last couple of days. This is something, in my opinion, you don't want to rush it, but in the same sense, this should have been done a week ago. You're holding up everything. You're holding up the players that are in the portal. You're holding up the current players on the roster. You're holding up recruiting, big-time recruiting. How important is this hire now that it's finally done?
I do think it's important, and I think it's safe to say that this search did not go how Josh Heupel anticipated. I think, realistically, that a little more than a week ago, Josh Heupel thought that he was going to be able to go hire Al Washington. I think that's why he probably made comments a week and a half ago indicating that they would have things close to wrapped up at the start of last week, and Tennessee made a big offer, and I think Al Washington considered it, and then he decided to stay at Ohio State, and they went after several other coaches either at least checking on interest or making offers, and it didn't go the way that Josh Heupel thought that it would. So he went back to Tim Banks and I think made it worth his while to come to Tennessee. None of that should affect how Tim Banks is viewed as a coach or what he's able to do. But to your question, how important is it to go ahead and get it done? I think for the perception of where things are with Tennessee, and also to get things going in recruiting, while there's plenty of time for 2022 prospects to make decisions, some of those guys will make decisions sooner rather than later, and many of those prospects may have relationships that are farther down the line with other coaches at other schools than they are with Tennessee. So the sooner Tennessee can get things going there, establishing relationships, especially with in-state prospects, and just letting them know where things are, where things are headed. And this, I think, does come back to the defensive side, because Josh Heupel's the guy on offense, so he's been able to kind of lead that message. Defensive players have been wondering, okay, what's your future? What's the direction? Now Tennessee has an answer. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden a bunch of prospects hop on board and all of a sudden are committing to Tennessee, but you can begin establishing those relationships. And maybe, you know, somebody like Tim Banks, we talk about his ability to recruit, he may have some relationships that he now brings to Tennessee where the Vols could start getting in the door with some of those prospects. So having it done with the defensive coordinator position, go ahead and get your staff together. They've announced the offensive side. Moving forward is very good for Tennessee.
Yeah, you mentioned how they've already officially announced the offensive side of the football, and some of those financial details have already been coming out. And looks like Alex Golish, who's the offensive coordinator, tight ends coach, going to be the highest paid member along with Glenn Ellerbe on the offensive side at just $750,000. You work your way down. You got the quarterback's coach making $350,000, Cody Burns making $300,000 the first year, and then getting a bump of $125,000 up to $425,000 in year two. My point is, this is pretty far off from the staff Jeremy Pruitt had here last year, with Jim Chaney making over $1 million at 1.5, 1.6 actually, and Derek Ansley making over $1 million on the defensive side of the football as well. So what'd you think about the financial details coming out about the offensive coaches, and really just the two hires that you and I haven't had a chance to touch on, and Jerry Mack at running backs coach and Ronnie Gardner coaching the defensive line?
Yeah, when you run through those salaries, you're right. They're not as high as what Tennessee had, especially when you look at the offensive coordinator position. Of course, you have Josh Heupel, who will be running that side, and he's going to be the play caller. So that maybe helps. And I had somebody point out to me on Monday afternoon when I was just talking about what Tim Banks is expected to make. He's expected to be a highly paid defense coordinator. Yeah. And the anticipation was, this was before Tennessee had officially released the salaries, and that was that, you know, they might be saving some money on the offensive side, which makes it a little easier to spend and probably overspend. I think realistically Tennessee had to go spend more than it normally would to try to get this hire done, and I think it probably did that with Tim Banks. But maybe it can afford to do that a little bit more because it's not going to spend quite as much right now on the offensive side. So that I think that at least works out that way from a financial standpoint. And Tennessee is spending elsewhere. Tennessee is spending with buyout money to bring people in, like Josh Heupel, like Danny White, to get him as the athletic director, and then some of these coaches to get them out of their contracts elsewhere. So Tennessee is doing a lot of spending. Saving a little bit with the offensive staff might help.
One last thing, Josh, before I let you go, and this is completely unrelated to the Tennessee football beat, but in your opinion, do you think Gus Malzahn can handle the pressure cooker that is Orlando?
You know, I haven't been able to listen to the press conference yet as of this conversation, but that question that I read while the press conference was going on, I read about it and had a big old laugh on Sports 180 because while it is true, when you go to UCF, there's a lot of attention there, and the fans are very passionate there for the Group of Five. So no knock on the Knights fans, but Auburn is where Gus Malzahn has been for nearly a decade, and more than that when you consider his OC stint. And having to go up against Alabama and Georgia with what it's doing in LSU, and then what the Auburn fans expect. They just fired him and gave him $21 million to get out of there. I think he knows what a pressure cooker is like.
Josh Ward, former host of Locked On Vols, man, I appreciate you coming back on the pod and look forward to getting you back again pretty soon.
Yeah, it's great to be back on. Thanks for having me on, Eric.
It's always great catching up with Josh Ward. You know what else is always great? Making money. Yes, making that cash money. And where I make that cash money is at BetOnline. Let's look over tonight's slate, shall we? In the National Basketball Association, VFL, Grant Williams in action hosting the Denver Nuggets as the Nuggets travel to the Celtics. You got your Memphis Grizzlies playing host to Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. The Bucks will play host to the Raptors. The Lake Show on the road in Minnesota. The Trailblazers, the Thunder. The Nets, the Suns. And a whole lot more on the NBA slate. Plus, look in the SEC action. Nah, Tennessee and South Carolina, not actually going to happen tonight, but 20th-ranked Missouri is going to be at Georgia. Florida will be on the road at number 24, Arkansas. A lot to get into tonight, and you can join the fun at BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline even covers the awards, the TV shows, and the reality television shows. We talk about it every time. I can't help getting through that line without laughing. I think it's hilarious. But if you want it, they got it. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets and is completely free to sign up. When you do sign up on your first deposit, use the promo code LOCKEDON and you can receive 50% off and a welcoming bonus again on that first deposit. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device, promo code LOCKEDON for 50% off welcoming bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. A final segment left of Tuesday's Locked On Vols at Locked On Vols on Twitter. Welcome back. I'm Eric Kane at underscore Kaner on Twitter. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, download, and share this podcast all to your Tennessee friends. Before we get into the final segment of the show, enjoyed catching up with Josh Ward. Man, he's awesome, guys. I'm going to bring him on many, many, many more times. I know you guys are big fans of Josh. I appreciate him joining us for a couple of minutes to give his thoughts on the Tim Banks hire at Tennessee. But guys, remember, March Madness is only a few months away. Really, it's less than a month away. But the future of the NBA is on display right now. You can get your head start on next year's draft analysis by subscribing to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board. That's the podcast. Draft guru Chad Ford has his first big board of the year out with profiles of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Evan Mobley, and more. Subscribe to Chad Ford's NBA Big Board podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So enjoy talking about Tim Banks here as it was made official, confirmed on Monday that he is joining Tennessee as the defensive coordinator for Josh Heupel's inaugural staff. And so enjoyed kind of going over the ins and outs of Tim Banks. We're going to spend some more time on it as we venture on throughout this week. Don't worry. And going to talk with hopefully some people on the on the Penn State beat and some people that have crossed paths with Tim Banks in the past, going to bring him on the show. So looking forward to that. But also of note, Josh Heupel in Tennessee did release the financials for the offensive coaching staff on Monday, and kind of want to go over exactly where it is right now. If you remember, Josh Heupel was brought in, 6-year deal, pending how this investigation goes, where he's only making $4 million a year. Now, that's pretty cheap in terms of SEC standards, okay? And so you knew you're going to have some wiggle room in terms of who you can bring in as coordinators and assistants. Well, here is the layout for the offensive side of the football. Alex Golish, offensive coordinator, tight ends coach, the only one so far, the only one on the offensive side that has a 3-year contract. It runs through January 31st, 2024. Alex Golish, the offensive coordinator, tight ends coach, is going to be making $750,000 a year. And he's not going to be calling plays. Josh Heupel will be calling plays, but he has got that OC title. Glenn Ellerbe, offensive line coach, also making $750,000 a year. But again, he is only a 2-year contract through January 31st, 2023. Everybody else that I list now is going to be only a two-year contract. Golish is the exception there. Jerry Mack, running backs coach, $400,000. Joey Hazel, quarterback's coach, $350,000. And Cody Burns, who's coming over from Auburn, wide receiver's coach, $300,000 in year one, gets a bump of $125,000 in terms of a retention bonus in December of 2022. So he will be making $425,000 in year two. So that's kind of what it looks like there. Now, I would expect, as Josh Ward and I kind of pointed out in segment number two, I would expect very much that Tim Banks is going to be making anywhere from $1.2 to $1.4 million to be the defensive coordinator. I think initially he passed and didn't really have much interest in it. I think Tennessee came back and upped the ante. And let's be completely frank, again, you got to sweeten the pot a little bit to come to Tennessee right now. That's just kind of where it is. And with all the unknowns, you don't blame these candidates one iota to say, I don't know if I want to get involved in that right now. You got to make it worth my while in terms of monetary sense and just football sense. And I think this makes sense for a lot of people on the offensive side of the football. Keep in mind, this has got a very much of a UCF flavor to it offensively. Golish, Ellerbe, Hazel, all those guys came from Orlando with Josh Heupel. Cody Burns was hired just a week or two before Josh Heupel left to take the Tennessee job. So he was going to UCF, very much of a UCF flavor to that offense. Jerry Mack is the outlier there. Of course, been the offensive coordinator at Rice, former head coach at North Carolina Central. But for most of these guys, excluding Cody Burns, I mean, this is kind of the big shot to get in the SEC and to make a mark. Some of them have had stops at Missouri with Josh Heupel when he was there a couple of years ago. Some of these guys have been in and out of the SEC before, but this is kind of it's for the majority of them, this is kind of the big break, all right? And so it kind of makes sense. On the defensive side of the coaching staff, Tim Banks, I would expect to be making a whole lot more money, and we will have to see exactly where he goes with his staff. Now, Rodney Garter is already on staff. I'll be intrigued to see exactly how much money he's going to make. Will Willie Martinez follow and coach the secondary along with Banks? Will Banks move from the secondary to coach the linebackers? I don't know. There's only a couple spots to fill now, and I think it's going to be on Tim Banks to fill those spots as well. So we will have to see. I would expect this entire coaching staff to be done probably by the end of the week at the very latest. Getting the big fish, that was the chore. Getting the coordinator, that was the chore. And Tennessee finally got its man, and his name again is Tim Banks. Guys, we made it. DC Search 2K21, it's in the books. Time will tell how it'll work out. I mean, there's going to be ups and downs. Trust me, Josh Heupel's offense isn't going to be scoring 30 points a game next year. At least I don't think it will be. I think it'll be improved compared to what you've been working with the last couple of years, but I don't think it's going to be just flip the switch. It's all going to be great. I don't think this defense is going to be, great just by flipping the switch year one. Going to be some growing pains. This program was 3-7 in 2020. This team does have sanctions coming, but there's no reason not to be positive. There's no reason not to kind of get behind this coaching staff right now and kind of the direction that it's going in. So risk is always going to be there. Certainly, there's always going to be risk. There's risk with Josh Heupel. There's risk with Tim Banks. There's risk with Danny White. But you got to risk it to win it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, scared money don't make money. And so that's kind of where we are right now. And that's kind of where Tennessee is venturing on throughout its football program. Tuesday's show is in the books. Guys, I appreciate it. Locked On Vols, your team every day. Locked On Vols on Twitter at _Caner. You can follow the show and myself on Twitter each and every day. Big shout out to Josh Ward. Thanks for joining the show. Looking forward to some guests throughout the rest of the week that are going to shine some light more on the Tim Banks hire. You're listening to Locked On Vols right here on the Locked On Podcast Network.